after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and it's another beautiful day here in the neighborhood. On Life After Dust Live. So you love it, man. So it's a Wednesday, and you know how we do it every Wednesday. It's the hump day at the dusk edition. And every freaking hump day, we always bring you some very hot shows, man. So I always love doing it. So in case some of y'all forget, let me remind you again what today is, in case you forgot.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah. So, yes, and also on the hump days, we always give you our public service announcement, which is if you're going to hump somebody, please do it irresponsibly. I did my British accent because when people hear British accents, they tend to take it more seriously, and they tend to listen to what you got to say more and feel like you're more intelligent. So, yes. Is our special public service announcement. So, for tonight's show, we got a very special guest, as always, and that's my girl, Chrissy J, will be in the building, and she's a spokesman for Your Dig, I Dug. I'm a clothing line and promotions, and she's making a lot of big moves. We'll be chopping up with her on the show tonight, representing the West Coast. And, of course, you know, I was bringing some of the hot mess, too, man, so we'll give you give y'all a story or two, so y'all hang in there. What we're going to do is go ahead and go to a quick song, and then we come back. We'll be on Life That Does Live some more, man. All right, here we go. We're going to go ahead, and since it is hump day, and we are trying to do stuff responsibly, we're going to go ahead and play this special song.
Seen a female that was so smooth. Great smile and a swag that is too cool. Beautiful is a word that adores you. Every time you walk in a room, heads turn because they know you special. And the sheets never fall to tradition. Make up her own rules. She's a sexual rebel. Tonight I can't wait to please you. Your body's a theater, my tongue is the feature. When my meal's done, nothing sweeter. If ever heard your doors begging me to enter, cue it up for the ultimate foreplay. Listen to beating like I'm a Kama Sutra DJ. As you come to, the only thing that you can't say, you just headed for a sexual holiday. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna wedding, we going all the way. Happy Come and slide down combination. Got your lips touching on me as I fulfill life fantasies. Climax after climax, cover you up. You're debating on the canopy. She's leaking, legs weakin'. I'm the hummus, still full of special needs. But the medics don't know what's expected, cause I'm not thinking out the box, I'm out the galaxy. Not hearing it, we hold the distance. Forget about Cupid, got a sex apprentice. So lay back, let the fireworks blast. Giving thanks to our annual sex appendix. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna let it go.
I'm going to let you down and on and all the way. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. You got my co-host in the building with me on Life at Dusk Live. I'm there at the Dusk. You know, I have
What's going on, man?
I hope you got your calendar and you go ahead and write down your calendar when that is. Happy Thanksgiving. That day is on September 20th, everybody. Make sure you put that in your calendar. And the current question, we did a special show explaining what sex giving, what that holiday is. That holiday is a day where the greatest gift you can give someone the holiday is yourself.
All right.
Every September 20th, the best holiday. The best thing you can give is yourself. That is the gift for that holiday. So, yeah, there you go. You've been informed for those of y'all that are wondering what that day is. Woo-wee. Well, of course, you know, we got Mike, you know, Taryn, you were in the building, but, you know, we got, you know, in case you forgot, today was Taryn. We got to remind you again.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Pump day?
All right, just in case you forgot, I had to go ahead and remind you one more time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yes.
It's like that, man.
It's like that. Now, you know, I was talking, y'all know how I do it, man. On Twitter, I talk trash. It doesn't matter what's the calendar, I talk trash from all of them. And on this said Twitter account, you know, that's on my Fetty J Dusk account at CEDDY, that's JDUSK. I made a comment. Ain't nobody saying nothing but MTV ridiculousness equals MTV Twos. Ain't that America? It's the same damn show.
True.
I'm just saying, am I the only person that's not peeping on it? Because now I'm looking, I'm like, okay. Okay, let's go to MTV. It's the same show. What the heck is going on? All I did was let's take up some more TV time. Okay, this is what we're doing. We're gonna make another show about web videos and commentary about them. And it's already iconic already on our other MTV network, so let's bring it to MTV King. Honestly, like, what the hell? Like, why do you, who told y'all this is a smart idea? Because, and it really, I'm going to be honest, I like Lil Duval when he's on Twitter going in or when he's doing stand-up. But for the first time I watched the episode of the show yesterday, somebody might call me a hater or whatever, but I didn't laugh not one time. Didn't laugh at the commentary. Didn't laugh at the skits they do in between it. Didn't laugh at the, you know, the videos kind of whack. It was like they were trying too hard to be freaking ridiculousness, and ridiculousness is not like it's just the greatest show either, but they are reached the precedent on doing that.
Right. I feel that.
I'm sorry. At the end of the day, ain't none of y'all Tosh.0 or Web Sue. Tosh.0 and Web Sue, you can't beat them. Them two, they're the best two web shows, you know, they going on the web video shows ever.
I wouldn't say ever
as far as right now, because there are some that's up there. And Web Junk, when Patrice O'Neal, late great Patrice O'Neal did Web Junk, that was pretty good too. I liked Web Junk. But other than that, man, shoot, right now, as far as in the game right now, shoot, Web Soup. You can't beat Web Soup and freaking Tosh.0 because they be on it.
Yeah.
I saw an old episode of Web Soup. And I saw a video I never saw, and I watched that video. I watched the videos from there so many times. I was literally over here crying because it was so freaking funny. And it's just like a lot of their videos speak for themselves. It's like you don't even necessarily need commentary. The freaking video is so freaking hilarious. So,
yeah.
And Tosh.0, he's dirty good when he does skits. You know, he does a little skits in between. In the show and stuff. I like how he does his skits and people that come through, but it just felt like, yes, I was watching one. It's like, it's just trying too hard.
Yeah. I can agree, though. Yeah, but I definitely rock the Tosh.0, though. Yeah, that's dope right there. I like that. But I'm more excited about our interview today, though. Chrissy J. Me and her done.
Yeah, Chrissy J.
Yeah, we had conversations when she did her Black Tape project, so I definitely want to chop it up with her, so I cannot wait until she comes in. So.
Yeah, because I know both of y'all got some Black Tape out. Y'all know you got y'all going in.
Yeah, we both definitely did a Black Tape. She did it first, though. She did a Black Tape before me, and then I think I did it probably a couple weeks after her, but I didn't release those pictures until 6 months later. And I only flashed them. I literally posted them and deleted them. That wasn't right, but y'all know how that is. But, yeah, I can't wait to talk to her so we can both, y'all chop it up. Because I know I get a lot of questions, and I'm sure she has, about did that hurt? How do they do this? And, what makes you want to do? I'm just ready to get into the vibe with her as well. So, yes, excited. Definitely excited.
Oh, definitely. Can't wait to have her. Should be in momentarily. Now, I was talking about earlier, I was going to give the public service announcement. I gave it to my British accent. I gave it in doubt. Because I was saying that people tend to listen to things more, they tend to take things more seriously when they hear a British accent and they feel like the person's more intelligent when they're speaking from that way. So I decided to give the public service announcement in the British accent.
Okay.
Yes, and I remember, I remember seeing your little quick little British accent that you had on Instagram and whatnot. I said, oh, Lord, it's child here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I did that. I definitely did. Oh, geez, you're getting naughty again.
That could be a good, we got to do that. I hope that one day you can. Because I'm like, we do the prank call shows. I don't like people to know we're going to do them. I just like to just spring them up on them.
Yeah.
And we do the next one we got to do. That's going to be our character the whole day. We're going to spring in British accents. And we're going to call the other people and ask them crazy questions. Because when you're British, you get away with more things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds like a perfect idea. I'm going to have to call some people and be like, did you forget about me in the hotel?
My friend Angelico, like honey, can be all. You handle your beard, pushy with it. Speak her money language, she other kids are related. We bishop disciplinous of the world. Beauty is in the eye of beholder, golden of girls, and I rock your world.
For them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool by minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will. Say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
They tripping off these people. Yeah, you can leave that all outside. Yeah, just
us live. Your boy Teddy Gang and girl Cheryl Lamont in the building.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a call from 404. I'm going to check it through. We got, who we got from the 404?
Yo, what's going on? It's the King, man. Righteous Hustle.
What's good, man?
Yo, what's up, man? I met the boys last night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember you calling in, man. Appreciate you, man. We appreciate you for showing some love.
Yeah, no doubt, man. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, man. I just calling in to say, you know, you got a good concept, man. You know, respect what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? God bless you, man. You know, that joint to come back to you, looking out for folks, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, man. We appreciate, you know, the really, man, this show, it's all about the artists that's coming up trying to make some moves, the models,
mm-hmm.
anybody that's really trying to make
everybody.
Some moves and being, you know, just being positive what you do. And you go through some hardships, it's cool, but it's about making that way of making it all turn around. So we appreciate you, man, you know, for showing some love, man. I know. I saw you trying. You checked in yesterday, was showing us some love, and then you came back again today. So we appreciate it, man. We always love when people come. They come multiple days. It means they loving us.
Just want to, you know, holler at Terran. You know what I'm saying? You know, just making sure you're ready to be on Righteous Hustle, man. You know what I'm saying? On Friday.
On Friday.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Most definitely. You know. You can definitely hit us up, man. I'd be more than welcome to come be a guest on your show. No problem.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Gotta get you on that joint too, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, word up, man. So, you know, just tune in, man. Holler at me. You know, like I'm holler at you. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. But, I like what y'all doing.
Yeah, I'm about to go ahead. I'm gonna take your number. I got your number now. And at the show, I'm gonna send you a text that you know who
yeah.
to let you know it's me.
Yeah, no doubt, because we've got season 3 coming up, man. I need to get you on there, man, you know, as a guest, man, for, you know, season 3, man, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm about to do a rap for season 2, you know, this Friday, so, you know, maybe I'll get you on there. I want to get you on, man, one of them shows of season 3, man, coming up in late August.
Yeah, most definitely, you know, definitely make that happen.
Yeah, you know what I'm
definitely.
Saying? So just, you know, shoot me a text, man, and, you know, we go over the details, man, and we schedule a date and get you on Righteous Hustle, man, you know what I mean?
Nope.
Were you in Detroit?
I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth, in that area. Fort Worth, to be more exact, is where I'm at right now, broadcasting. So big ups to Fort Worth.
Oh, well, yeah, I ain't met an ugly chick from Dallas yet. I don't know what's in the water down there. All the chicks down there bad as hell, man. I ain't met an ugly chick from Dallas yet, so I don't know what y'all doing down there. I mean, Dallas, Texas, the whole state, period. Y'all produce some of the baddest, prettiest women, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? So I got to get down to Texas, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be real. You know, people say you mean for that, but oh well. But don't be fool. There's some ugly ones down here. Don't be fool.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, yo, like I said, man, hit me on Facebook, man, and you know, like I said, send me a text, your Facebook and your Twitter, man. And, yeah, we definitely gonna link up, man. You know what I'm saying? I get you on Righteous Hustle, man.
All right, most definitely, man. We appreciate you, man, for checking in.
Yeah, and to your beautiful co-host there, I mean, I think she got some of the sexiest feet in the business.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
I think she got some of the sexiest toes in the business, man. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. I'm out, yo. I'll take care.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right.
Ah, damn it. Damn, you said you got some toes.
Yeah, he did say I have some pretty toes.
Yeah, let's
see that picture, though.
Oh, man. Woo, you know the gift of the day, right? You know what that gift for the day.
soon as we got to that dresser right there, I was like, oh, this dude cool. I was like, what the hell?
He said some pretty toes. I'm like, wow.
Oh, I can't freaking breathe, man. I can't even talk straight. I'm laughing so freaking hard over here. Like, my face is the bird.
Man,
okay, what to breathe. I know y'all like, what the heck this dude saying? I'm just, wow.
All right.
Let's check the phone. I got another person on the phone. Oh, my God. Okay, before I ask this next person on the phone, you like feet? I need you to relax just a moment, okay, with that. But, all right, so we got somebody from 323. You're on Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, Terry Lamont. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, what's up,
Chrissy J?
Hey. Oh, look who it is.
I know, I'm late. I'm like, y'all gotta be
working so hard. You can't
do that no time. What's
up, Terry? What's up, sweetheart? How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's good with you?
Nothing much, you know, same old, same old. You are what's up today, sweetheart. We're going to be chopping it up with you, so.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited.
Good. Great energy. All right, Steady J. Well, I mean, you can start off, Chrissy, and go ahead and tell everybody what made you get into modeling?
Well, first off, I'm Chrissy J. I started modeling when I was about 14 years old with this company called Out the Box Productions. And since then, it's been a rough, you know. It's kind of like a natural thing for me, you know, go to fashion shows, get accepted for the shows and all that. So, you know, it's kind of something I took a hold to and just ran with it.
Okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what else do you do? You act, you sing. What talents do you have?
Well, I have a lot of talent, you know. Sky's the limit with me. I have done some acting before, since elementary school in the fourth grade. I'm a writer at heart. So, you know, just entertainment industry, you know, like writing. Well, I like to get into, like, you know, writing songs one day. You know, that's where the real money is. But other than that, you know, just modeling and all that good stuff.
I feel that. I definitely feel that. Now, I mean, a lot of people don't know about the Black Tape Project. You did the Black Tape Project, but you were one of the first to do it. What are some questions?
Oh, wait, sorry, sweetie. Repeat that. I did not hear you.
The Black Tape Project that you did a photo shoot?
Oh, right, the Black Tape Project, yeah. I did, right.
Right. And so I was telling everybody, because I know you did yours first, and then I came in a couple months after. Now, a lot of people asked a lot of questions. So do you want to answer any of those questions? And what were some of those questions that people asked?
Oh, I definitely don't mind answering those questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I got a lot of questions about did it hurt and how did it
All right. Hurt? Well, let's get across it, man.
Yeah, so. So, all right, so were you nervous getting taped up?
Oh, my gosh. When they came to me with the idea of just being nothing but black tape, I was a little bit nervous because, you know, it was a guy there, and he had his girlfriend and then the makeup artist. So, you know, this is my first photo shoot, too. So, it was, like, real new to me, you know, totally naked and just all drawing on me, taping me up or whatever. But once, like, I got the tape on me and then the camera came on and makeup and all that, I just went for it. It's like, whatever. You live once. So why not?
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. I can definitely relate because I was the same way. I'm like, wait, what?
Right. And I was completely naked. I mean, no bra, panties, nothing. Just naked.
Yeah.
Nothing but tape on my body. Right.
Yeah. And I wouldn't let them take certain parts. Like, I actually take my bottom half and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I didn't know. Either way, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't let nobody do all that, but I mean, hey, it was a good experience because I wanted to do it because I felt it was more different. So what made you really want to get into it, just because it was over the top?
Yeah, because it was over the top, and I just, you know, really want to go hard, you know, just really get into it, like, gun-ho 100%, you know? So I was just like, you know what, why not? Because they asked me, and at first I was like, I don't know if you could cover my G-string, then I would be cool. But then, like, the artist had some difficulty, like, covering up my G-string. So, like, the color would stand out because it was a bright G-string, you know. So I was just like, you know what, forget it, just take it off. And we left it, and that's all. The rest is history.
Nice. Pretty dope. Right. Pretty dope. Now, how could you explain your style to everybody? If I was to rush you to an interview, like now, like, okay, you got 5 minutes to get up here. What are some things that Chrissy J would grab? Would you grab some heels? Would you grab some shorts? Would you grab some, you know, like, what, cargo pants, shirt? What's your style?
Well, I would definitely grab the stilettos because, you know, the higher the better for any photo shoot, definitely. I would grab, like, a real seductive outfit, like, maybe, like, play it up, like, a little tease, you know, because, you know, you don't want to reveal too much to the eye. You want to keep, you know, keep the cat curious, you know what I mean? So, like, my idea would be, like a man's button up, but leave the unbuttoned, and then in the middle, like, have on a loose tie, and then, like, my hair would be all down and curly, whatnot. No jewelry, nothing, simple makeup, and then, like, some, like, boy cut-off shorts or something.
Right, okay. I feel that. Pretty dope. Pretty dope. Now,
thank you, honey.
No problem. How do you separate your business lifestyle from your personal life?
Definitely, I was always taught you never not just let your business interfere with your family life, you know what I mean? Like, whatever is going on in the office, or, like, in your career, your job, you leave it in an office, but you never bring it to your home, you know, because that's, like, where that's your sanctuary. So whatever is going on at work or in my career, I just keep it there and, you know, woosah, and then go home and just, you know, regroup at home and relax.
Okay. I definitely feel that, definitely, because I notice a lot of people, like I said myself a million times, like, some of us forget, you know, to have a personal life, and sometimes we don't even realize that we don't have one because we're too focused.
Right.
So for you to be able to step number two, that's pretty dope.
Right.
Now I got to ask a question for Ceddie J and all the fellas out
here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put you on blast mode.
Yeah.
Put on blast for the rest of the show, everything.
Yeah. I have to
ask,
are you currently single or are you in a relationship?
Chrissy J is currently single. So
okay.
All the potential candidates, holler, I'm just playing. But yeah, I'm totally single, you know, just waiting for the right guy, the right man, specifically, you know, to see me off my feet, basically, you know.
Mhm.
But right now, I'm not really focused into, you know, definite relationship because, like you said earlier, business always comes first. So once I feel like I'm stable and really set in this business, then I'll think about, you know, dating and venturing out and testing my feet in the water, so to speak.
Okay. Definitely feel that. Ceddie J, go ahead. What time is it? I heard you say something about putting
stuff on. We switched our roles, baby. See, you just set up time with Terry. But we switched roles today. I'm liking that. We got to give y'all something different every now and then. So, instead of Tom and Sarah, it's going to be put on blast with Ceddie J. I'm going to put you on blast. Everything.
It's all love over here, Ceddie.
You're going to either put somebody on blast or you're going to put yourself on blast. So, everything
right.
I ask you is going to pretty much be that way. So,
okay, I'm prepared.
First question, you can be afraid, be very afraid.
Oh,
all right,
God,
so,
here we go.
I'm going to come out the gate. The first question I want to know is, who's your favorite photographer you've worked with so far?
Ooh.
Sorry to not hear you say
it. I said, who is your favorite photographer that you have worked with so far? And no, you can't say,
gosh.
You know,
don't have to put no photographers on blast, Eddie J.
Who's your favorite? I want to hear that. Everybody get
it.
Oh,
Lord,
laughing.
I hope nobody's listening. Don't take it personal, guys.
You like chicken nuggets and you like the Big Mac, but you can't eat the Big Mac and chicken nuggets both times. But where have you eaten the most? Have you eaten the Big Mac or chicken nuggets? And San Francisco, I eat the Big Mac most of the time. So
right.
We all still, we love things, but we still got a favorite of all of them. So I bet you got a favorite.
Well, so far out of all the photographers I shot with, I would definitely have to say I still love all of them, but Aaron J was definitely my favorite. He really took his time with me. He coached me throughout the whole thing, you know, and he would just let me do my own thing. So that was totally cool. Aaron J. Cox, you know, in Stockton, California. So all future models, you know, musicians, artists, whatever, definitely hit him as he's on Facebook and he's real dope. So.
Now, which shoe was that that he shot? You know, now, you know, I'm always nosy. I have to go, oh, yeah, I agree. I have to be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So well, which shoe was it that he shot with you that he, that you know, was it the Black Tape one? Was it the one with the pink bottoms with your hands covering your chesticles? Which one was it?
The photo shoot I did with Aaron J was it's like an applied new, like a silhouette. So I was definitely totally nude and everything. And then it was like a dark flight. So I was like on this flight tape and then I was doing the splits. So it was real, real dope.
Nice.
Yes.
Flexible.
Right, yeah. So I had to show Ian what was up and show the world, you know, I got some tricks on my sleeve. But it turned out real nice.
Dope, mama.
Okay,
very
okay.
Dope.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going to put her on blast by something else. Why watch this, Terry?
Oh, God.
Okay, so because it's funny because we just had somebody over here say they would kiss Terry's off feet, and I said she got a picture on your
right.
Facebook. I was trying to promote all the pictures, and I just happened to run this on the way there. I just guy kissing a woman's feet, and you said real men in hashtag. So are you trying to say that real men kiss feet? Is that what you trying to say?
Yes, real men do kiss feet. I've actually had that experience. I've had the pleasure of having that experience, I'm proud to say. I was a little bit more kissy. It was a little bit of tongue in there, you know, so... It was real nice.
I'm telling you, but it's not getting real. I told you I was going to put it on blast, right?
Definitely real men do kiss feet for all the men out there. Please your women. Be better off.
There you go. We can tell him that, hey, instead of trying to mess with your feet, Chrissy J said, what's up?
Yeah, there you go.
Woo, man. That was wide open. I did not expect this for that to come across my screen. And I looked, I said, it's too easy. It's too easy to go in on this. I got to go in. So, yeah, shout out to you for making it that easy for me. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, it's all over here.
Oh, man. Okay, next one I want to go in on you on is, what's the most embarrassing thing that you've ever done? Like, it could be not only in modeling, it could be just in personal life, too. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
This is a fun fact about Chrissy J. I am the biggest klutz ever. So, yes. Karen, girl, I was at the skating rink, and there's, like, a group of cute guys, and I'm thinking I'm cute, you know, switching in my little skate. And so I'm ordering my drink. Oh, my gosh, and there's, like, must have been, like, a little puddle of water or something that I overlooked. And my wheel must have turned the wrong way, and I just totally flew up in the air, drink, soda went everywhere, totally on my back, just fell on my back. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You are not right.
Not right.
Right. I couldn't even show my face for the rest of the night. I was humiliated.
Girl.
I had to give the Christian shirt. I had to give them to her.
I feel you. That was cute, though. That was cute.
Oh, girl, I didn't feel cute. I did not feel cute at all.
Whatever,
you're
going to hate forever. It's all good.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's not, you know, Jerry, I mean, I know you got in the words of Diamond Kirkin, we fall down, but we get up. Once you got up,
right.
It's all that matters.
Yeah. Like I said, you turned a negative into a positive. I love it. You turned a negative into a positive, Sadie. I love it.
Girl,
yes, but it's,
like
yeah, we
before.
Fall down, but we get, my phrase, I changed the phrase up a little bit. We fall down, but we get up. But it sure is funny watching you fall down.
Oh, no. You would have been one of the guys laughing at me, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to be, and I make a scene. I make a scene, too, if you fall. So
oh,
you,
no. I'm glad you weren't there.
Hit the ground, whatever. Just whatever kind of mind. I want to be, I make sure, I make it to know, oh, this person didn't fail. I see that person fell over there. No,
yeah.
I ain't gonna lie,
I ain't
gonna sit here in front. I ain't gonna front about myself. But okay, all right, next one. You know, I'm getting in right now, Terry. I told you, you messed up. See, you kind of switched the role. This and trouble starts now. Okay, I'm gonna be a little nice on this one.
Okay,
so we went to your closet. So now we're gonna go to as far as your city. As far as in your city, if you had to give us a tour and that's going from, you know, places you recommend to go eat at, places you recommend to go shop at, and then places you recommend to go have a good time at, what would be those places in that order? So you
well,
give us a couple
from Reno,
that you
Nevada,
recommend to eat at.
Okay, so starting off from Reno, Nevada, you know, 775, stand up. But, like, places to eat, we have a really good Ashton Kutcher restaurant in Reno. I forget the name, but it's in the Grand Sierra Resort Hotel. Places to have fun, definitely is always gambling. You know, the Peppermill Casino, Atlantis Resort, Silver Legacy is definitely popular in Reno. Places to hang out, we have, like, this swing, it's like roller coaster high, it's like 300 feet in the air, and so like it starts you out at the tippy top of 300 feet, and it just like drops you straight down, and you just swing like 300 feet in the air. Yeah, so that's real crazy. Yeah, that's wicked right there, right? And then we have go-kart racing, tank balling, gun ranges, you know, it's just a whole bunch of, you know, amenities, entertainment for the family, couples, single people. It's just a great place to be if you're going for a little vacation or just a little getaway. Reno, Nevada.
Now, where do I go if I want to Cabbage Patch? What spot do I hit? What's the nightlife like? If I'm going to go Cabbage Patch,
nightlife is definitely popping in Reno, definitely, especially if you love them strippers. No, but seriously, Reno definitely is, they have the classy, upscale strip clubs. You know, you're not going to see a lot of that ratchet stuff out there. You're not going to see, you know, too much police patrolling. So the nightlife is definitely very fun, active, and safe at the same time, which is definitely a plus.
Okay, so with the strip clubs, what about if I want to go somewhere and do the Cabbage Patch or somewhere, where do I go?
If you want to wake up and do a Cabbage Patch somewhere?
I want to go to the club and do the Cabbage Patch. I want to do the Running Man. Where do I go if I want to do all that?
Definitely go to Edge. It's a club called Edge. It's located inside the Peppermill Casino, right in downtown Reno.
Is that for like?
I might bring the snake out. I'm gonna bring it all out.
Oh Lord!
Right, and that is a 21 and up club.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know they ain't gonna be doing no Cabbage Patch up in their city.
Hold on now. Don't be fooled. There's a reason why they call me Mr. Always Turned Up, because I don't have to be told to be turned up. That button's always up, so that doesn't matter to me. My levels there all the time. So Right. I my mood's a lot more updated than Kevin's, Pastor James. Okay.
I'm gonna have to see yes. that for myself.
And you better go check my resume. You can cut it out.
Okay. Well, I definitely check
it. Okay. So all right. Next one. I'm gonna be back to being mean again. I'll be nice for a quick second, but okay. So. As far as the parts of the industry that you find are great, what's the great part of the industry? And then you can't have the good, of course, without the bad. So it's not only giving you the great part of the industry, but what are the worst parts of the industry as far as from your eyes?
In my eyes,
well, let's talk about great parts.
I would definitely say like the cutthroat people or like there would be photographers out there who will like try to contact you for a photo shoot, and then it'll be a different story. They'll like try to have sex with you, or you know, mm-hmm. they won't pay you for your hard work. There's definitely people out there who try to take advantage of you all the time. Especially if you're a woman in this industry and you're pretty, you know, they'll, like, try to run all over you. So, you know, it's just all about, like, the crookedness of the industry that you got to watch out for. That's definitely the worst part of the industry to me.
Yeah, definitely can agree with that one. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I can agree with that, too. But I would tell you all the time, you got to watch out some of these model suits. They be trying to get over on you. Like, you know, they think that they can use their little magic thing between their legs to make something happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, that's sort of kind of true.
So what do we call them here, Terry? What do we call them? Coochie?
We call them coochie coupons.
Where models be trying to cash in coochie coupons and services. Like, okay, I want to get some pictures there, but... I ain't got no money. Some coochie coupons is good for one valid fuckery. That's what a coochie coupon is.
One valid.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
That's usually what they. Some of them be trying to cash them in. We just, you know, we put go in. It is what it is. We tell it like it is. Okay. So, we get the bad part. So, what's the great part of the industry that you notice?
The great part for me definitely is always meeting different people, networking, because by networking you get yourself out there, you get a little bit more exposure, you're able to venture off in some areas that you always want to venture off into, but definitely the greatest thing is meeting new people.
Okay, I agree with you on that. That's my favorite part. Of the entertainment industry, period. Like I never, like you said, you're right. You never can meet enough people, and you never know. You gotta be even if somebody F you over. You can't allow that person to screw it up for everybody.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's true.
Okay. All right. So if you had to give, one bit of advice to the upcoming model. That's trying to make something happen. What would be that one thing? If you had to sum it up in one sentence, what would be that one thing you would tell a model as far as trying to get into the industry?
Well, off top, it would definitely be to stay true to her or his self and never switch up or change for nobody. Always stay true to your character, stay true to your morals and your goals, and you will definitely go far away.
I wanted to clarify this too. People were asking me, were you part Asian? And I had to let them know you weren't. Just let them know you had cheeky eyes. So they were trying to say you were Asian. Could you hook them? They were trying to say you were Asian. Could you hook them up with some surefire rice? So
what
the video is that y'all wrong for that, man? Y'all wrong.
I bought the chef fried rice.
I love you guys. They're so crazy. But, no, I definitely love rice. I can eat white rice plain and be fine. No butter, sugar, salt, nothing. Just rice. So, but that's where my cheeky eyes set in, you know. Eating too much rice.
You'll put you by. You'll put you by. Oh, man.
Y'all are so crazy. Y'all are crazy.
Okay, one more thing, because I know they're going to kill me if I don't. If I don't bring them up, they're going to take that knife and throw it at me. As far
okay.
as, you know, we got definitely kind of talked about, you know, you're a spokesmodel for your dig, your dig.
Hot dog.
You know, you're a spokesmodel for them. So tell us about that company, how that came about, and some of the big moves. I know you do events with them, all kind of stuff, so. Let us know about that.
Yes, definitely. Well, you dig, I dug. Shout out to Michael Tadman. He is the CEO straight from Oakland, California. So everyone be sure to hit him up for you dig, I dug clothing. It's a movement in the Bay Area, if you're not already familiar with it. But you dig, I dug is primarily a clothing company. It's about finding your potential, like your greatest potential, bringing that out of you and turning it into something gold, you know what I mean? Whatever it
wow.
is. Like if you want to be a Ninja Turtle, then hey, by all means, dig up all that potential, be a Ninja Turtle and be your best Ninja Turtle you can be, you know? So to
yeah.
say. But yeah, we promote parties, we promote events, you know, just wide range, you know, a vendor, like if you have a big event, we could have our a vendor table there, selling the merchandise. So you dig, I dug is definitely just all across, all around the board, just, you know, gun ho, straight go get it, you know, very positive movement coming up in the Bay Area, so I can see us really going far.
Nice. Definitely sounds exciting.
Right.
All right. Well, as we get ready to come to a close, I see the British woman's in my air. Thoughts me in the air with Tommy Tayez. Let everybody know as far as the links they can catch you at to keep up with your stuff.
Right. Well, definitely, as always, you can catch me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/modelchrissy. You can catch me on the Dust Spot. Shout out to Steady J and Terrence. You can catch me on Twitter, Model Chrissy J, Instagram, you know, just all the social networks. Also, YouTube me, Google me, Chrissy J, you know, Chrissy J with a J, not J-A-Y, but just a J.
Google
it, baby. Alrighty. I know, get the J's, hit the J's, man. We be having J's come, and J coming last week, J this week.
Right, because J's are in, right?
Man,
Steady J,
last
right?
week. We got you, Chrissy J this week. We got Steady J. I mean, it is what
right?
it is, man. All right, so.
The J's are popping.
You know, so I got to go ahead and let me call, because some people, they miss the show, and they go, oh, I'm going to say, I can't believe I missed the show. Oh. So,
right.
Let
them
know
catch
how
us.
They can catch the show. Let them know.
All right, y'all can catch us on blogtalkradio.com or on the TuneIn app, like I suggest, live on the iTunes app and also on dustspot.com, just like that, baby. So y'all don't have no excuse to say why y'all didn't see it, because I tweet this thing, I Instagram the link, and then y'all just got all the info you need. So there you go. There you go,
darling. Yeah, if you miss it, you still can go ahead and listen to it on the link. So,
there
you can miss it live as always. There. Whoop, are you right? Whoop, there it is. Whoop,
there it is.
There you start me up. Okay, so, man, again, Chrissy, we're glad you're in the building. You know, you was late, but in the words of Ashanti, you know, she says, you're not always there when we call, but you're always on time. Okay, so
I
appreciate you for coming through.
No problem, Sadie and Taryn. Much love, y'all.
All right, I want you to make sure you hook me up some Surefire Eye, okay?
Oh,
all right.
I want some Surefire Eye. All right, the deck over is Surefire Eye. All right. So, I'm going to go ahead and remind you all. You know how we hit every show, everybody. We remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a T. Not very serious, babe. I ain't got to say that twice. Whatever it is, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, your girl.
Let them know, baby.
And that's
let
them
know.
Yeah.
Already.
All right, we rolling on out. Tomorrow, last show of the week. And that's the, and who's coming on the show tomorrow? We got my girl. We stayed on the West Coast for this one, man. We taking it back. We stayed on the West Coast. We going into the Oakland area, and we be chopping up my girl, Miss LaJoy Brown. Woo, we is a beautiful woman all freaking month long. Big ups to me. All right, we'll see y'all, man. And y'all definitely keep up with everything that's going on. The fourth annual Dust Mama Month. So we'll see y'all. Peace.
Yeah, y'all.